Oklahoma lawmakers are continuing their annual push to limit abortions. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that although the policies haven't changed much, the political environment surrounding them could give them a better shot at being upheld.
So this bill would prohibit abortions in the state of Oklahoma, other than for the life of the mother.
Casey and Roe v. Wade is overturned. It would make valid again our prohibition that's currently in statute.
Changes the requirements of providers that perform abortions.
Oklahoma is no stranger to floods of abortion bills. Top-ranking Republicans say that protecting the unborn is one of their top priorities. The number of abortion restriction measures presented this year is not rare, and neither are the measures suggested. There are heartbeat bills, which ban abortion after a heartbeat is detected, trigger bills, which, contingent on a Supreme Court ruling, automatically revive Oklahoma's existing abortion prohibition. In total, lawmakers put more than a dozen abortion bills forward this year. They're doing so in a changing environment. Shifts in the judicial system and in the anti-abortion community could make policy changes more likely to succeed.
It's my honor to nominate one of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds to the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Challenges to anti-abortion legislation, like bills in the Oklahoma legislature now, will likely land in the Supreme Court in coming years. That could provide a path for SCOTUS to deem more abortion restrictions legal. Longtime abortion critic Senator Greg Treat is the highest-ranking Republican in the Oklahoma Senate. Here he is in a media availability in late February.
The change on the judicial makeup on the federal side and on the state side really hasn't weighed in on whether or not we go to that policy. Obviously, there's some of us that have more hope going into it, but it's not driven us filing these bills or pursuing these policies. This is just what we have done for a very long time.
Although a conservative U.S. Supreme Court could be more favorable to abortion critics, Southeastern Oklahoma State University political science instructor Connor Alford says to take that with a grain of salt. Republican judicial nominees have held majorities for long stretches since Roe, and they haven't overturned it. As a matter of fact, they were instrumental in the Roe decision.
Six of the seven justices who voted for abortion were Republican appointees.
SCOTUS aside, Oklahoma has always had a reliable backstop for abortion legislation. Here is Tamaya Cox-Turay, the co-chair of the Oklahoma Call for Reproductive Justice.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has said over and over that these bills are unconstitutional, that they are undue burdens. So while whatever is happening at the SCOTUS level, we feel very confident that the Oklahoma Supreme Court continues to get it right.
That could change in coming years. A few weeks ago, Justice Tom Colbert announced his impending retirement. Colbert was one of former Governor Brad Henry's appointees. Democratic appointees held a majority of the court for decades, arguably since statehood. Colbert's departure will pave the way for a conservative majority on the Oklahoma Supreme Court as well. Governor Kevin Stitt and the Judicial Nominating Commission are in the process of considering replacements. When that happens, there will be four Republican appointees and five Democratic appointees. Oklahoma Republicans' stronghold on the State House and the Governor's Mansion aren't expected to loosen anytime soon, and given that some of the Democratic-appointed justices are nearing retirement, there could be a major shift on the court. The anti-abortion community is shifting as well. There's a growing faction who are abortion abolitionists.
You have the abolitionists who say, we should pass a bill that bans abortion, and then if it's struck by the courts, ignore the ruling, in the same way that states, they would argue, are ignoring federal laws on marijuana and on immigration with the Declaration of Sanctuary States.
The Senate Health and Human Services Committee met on February 3rd in its first hearing since the pandemic began. It was just 2 days after the session kicked off. Members considered six abortion restriction bills, a third of their agenda that day. They passed five of them, but not the most stringent, which would punish not only doctors who perform abortions, but the patients who receive them, charging them with homicide. Members exited the committee to crowds of unmasked protesters, heckling them for not doing enough to protect the unborn. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.